Hakadama last time. We're ready to begin the first parak of the Maharal's Tiferes Yisrael. Hanivraim asher bara, it's right over here. Hanivraim asher bara Hashem yisbarach ba'olamo, kulam heim po'alim ba'olam asher nivra'u bo. Says the Maharal, all of the creations, everything that's created in Hashem's world is created to work. We're always doing. We're expected to be creative. Kulam heim po'alim ba'olam. We're always working, we're doing something in the world. In whatever world we are created into, and whatever kochos we've been given, he's going to go through sort of the hierarchy of creation. V'chol echad lefima alaso v'chashivuso godel pu'ulaso. And in accordance with the essential greatness of that being, whether you're a rock or whether you're a person, your actions will reflect your greatness, it will reflect your chashivus. So for example, right? Everything's always busy. The whole world is always doing. Everything in the world is doing. I mean, we don't think about it so much, but you know, the moon is busy, and the sun is busy, and the stars are busy, the constellations are busy. Everything in the Shemayim, the Tzva Shemayim, the heavenly hosts, kulam poalim. They're all acting. They're all active. They're all doing. Misavavim harakia. Right. The heavenly spheres are spinning. Upoalim betachtonim. And this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from them. And they have a hashpa. The sun is constantly having a hashpa in the world. And the stars are having a hashpa in the world. Right? And everything in the Bria is constantly active. That's true in the heavens above. It's true in the world of the Tachtonim below. Ha'aretz hi shepo'eles u'motzia tzmecha. The earth is constantly producing all sorts of vegetation. V'chol asher hu yotzei min ha'aretz hi po'eles. And everything that emerges from the earth, whether it's a flower, or it's a cucumber, or whether it's an apple tree, that is the efforts of the earth. It's busy, very, very busy. V'chein ha'mayim po'elim. The water is also busy, having a hashpa. Everything's having a hashpa, everything is active. Water is busy, meravim ha'tzmicha ma'adama. It's saturating, and it's nourishing, and it's causing growth in the earth. And the wind is also responsible. It's a Rashi in Chumash Devarim, Perek Lamed Beis, that the wind also plays a role in generating growth amongst plants. Meaning he's going through the elements. He's going through Afar, through earth, Mayim, Ruach, Eish. Fire also plays obviously a very powerful role. Heat plays a powerful role. Like the sun, it's machamim umegadel akol. That heat, that sun, the rays of light from the sun are necessary also to generate growth. And it has a hashpa, and it's always busy, it's always doing. And the animal kingdom is also very, very busy. It wasn't created for naught. End of that pasuk is lashavas yitzram. It was created to produce and to populate the earth. Raknemra aleim peru uravu umilu es haaretz, atche'ein echad batel, continuing on page peches, that nothing in the world is batel, v'hakol po'alim ba'olam asher nivra'u bo, and everything in the world is active in its sphere, in its place. Says the Maharal, but the things that I'm busy with is a reflection of my essential nature. V'chol pu'ula hi misyacheses el ha'po'el. The actions of a particular individual, again, whether it's a person or whether it's a cow or whether it's a plant or whether it's wind or water, whatever it is, it reflects the pu'ula, the activity, reflects the po'el. It's connected. It's misyachis. It's directly connected to the one who performs that action. So, for example, ki achamimus asher hi pu'ula sa'ish, heat, which is the pu'ula, which is the action of fire, misyaches elav, right? We associate heat with fire. And that's an essential association that we always draw on our mind because it remains true. V'chein hakrirus misyaches elamayim. And coolness and coldness is associated with water. Not to say that water can't be made hot. But the essential nature of water is to cool. Asher po'olam hakrirus. V'chein b'chol hadvar misyacheses hapu'ula el hapo'al. So everything that happens in the world is a reflection of the nature of the one that's performing that activity. Okay, so if that's true for fire and for water and for wind and for animals and for earth and for stars in the sky. So what does it mean for us as human beings? And all the more so, what does it mean for us as Klal Yisrael? This is Ha'adam Asher Hu Nivdol Mikol Shar Balei Chayim Mitzad HaNefesh, a person who is set apart from the rest of the world because we have a soul. She'ei Nafsho Nefesh Bahamis, Rak Nafsho Nefesh Sichlis. Sounds like the language that we're familiar with Tanya. We see what an impact the Maharal had on the Baal HaTanya, and that's true. I'm not just suggesting that as a theory. It's absolutely true. That we know that everything has a nefesh bahamis, but there's something called a nefesh elukis or a nefesh sichlis. Maral will use both those phrases somewhat interchangeably, which defines us as human beings, people, and all the more so Jews. Lo kamo shar balei chayim hativyim. We're not like animals, which are primarily rooted in the world of teva. She'ein nafsham rak tivi. That their soul, again, which generates feelings of doing and motivates an animal to act on certain things, but it's doing it from a place of what? It's alive. It's more alive than a plant. It's more alive than a fire. It's more alive than flowing water. But an animal is still operating from the nefesh habahamis, from a place of teva, from a natural instinct. And therefore, we, who are more elevated than that, Mechuyav she'elo pu'ulos misyaches el nafsho hasichlis elokis. And therefore, as human beings, with a higher level soul, we need to what? We need to somehow express our essential self, not by the fact that I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm an accountant, I'm an artist, I'm a teacher, I'm a rebbe, I'm a this, I'm a that. None of those things are a true reflection of the essential essence of a person. Those are things that we do, and we'll see that it's necessary to do those things. But that's like an animal that's going about its behavior. So again, lo kamo shar balei chayim ativim she'ein nafsham rak tivi. Mechuyav she'elo pu'ulos misyachsos el nafsho asichlis elokis. V'yulo pu'ulos sichlios elokios. So we need to have activities, actions, which are of an abstract, godly, spiritual nature. She'kvar amarnu ki kol pu'ula tzarech she'tia misyacheses el apo'o. Because the pu'ula has to, again, express the essential nature of the po'el, of the one who is doing it. So what makes us, what are my activities, you know, that make me a human being and make me a yid? Right? Is it the fact that I ate food today? Is it the fact that I'm going to sleep tonight? That we use the bathroom? That we have the ability to speak? Right? Which part of our activities, the fact that we wear clothing, is that what sets us apart from the animals? The fact that what? That I have a job and I have responsibilities in the world, that I think about others? What makes us human? Umipnei shetimtza ha'adam mishtatefim shar balei chayim ativiyim bahar bepu'ulos. And yes, says the Maharal, obviously we have much overlap with the animal kingdom. V'davar zeh bavadai mitzad ha'nefesh ha'chayuni asher ba'adam, because we also have a nefesh bahamis. Again, this is right out of the beginning of the Tanya. The two souls. Right? The animalistic soul and the nefesh sichlis, or the nefesh elokis. So yes, there are many things that we share in common with animals. Right? We eat, and we drink, and we perform physical activities, and we sleep, etc., etc. Asher bo mishtatefim shar ba'alei chayim ativyam. These are some of the things that we do share, that we do have in common with animals. Aval I efshar shelo yihyu lo pu'ulos gam kein. But there has to be something more to who we are. It can't be the same way that an animal is more elevated than water or fire, right? And is more alive than a plant, and is certainly more alive than a rock, even though a rock also is poel in a certain way. It has certain pu'ulos that it's involved in. But says the Maharal, we can't stop at just the animal soul. We have to figure out what are the activities that correspond to the nefesh hasichlis ha'alokis, ki lo yigra kocho, because the essence of a person can't be his teva, it can't be his natural instinct, it can't be his animalistic instinct. Ki masha adam hu banai v'nagar, the fact that a person is a builder or a carpenter, va'osa maleches ha'afia v'habishol, and he's involved, he's a baker, or he's a professional gourmet chef, v'kiyotze bazem yitukon abagadim, or he's a tailor, and he's involved in crafting beautiful suits, custom-made suits, right? That's a great skill. It takes great wisdom. Animals can't do that. But that's still not it. Shavadai afki dvarim elu tzrichim lo nefesh asichli. There's no question that these things require the higher level processing of the nefesh asichli, but that's not the essence of the nefesh asichli. Right? An animal couldn't become a tailor. An animal couldn't become a doctor. An animal couldn't become a baker. So obviously it's drawing on the human part of my soul, the nefesh asichli, the nefesh aloki, but that's still not it. The fact that I have a job, the fact that I do something for parnasa, can't be the essence of who I am. I'm reminded of a story, a famous story of an American lawyer who came to visit the Brisker Rav in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. And the Brisker Rav said to him, he asked him, he said, "Nu, what do you do?" So he says to him, "I'm a lawyer." "Oh, interesting." Okay, the conversation continues for a little bit. After a while, the Brisker Rav says to him, "So tell me, what do you do?" So he says, "Oh, what type of law?" "It's like tax law, I don't know." He tells him the name of his law firm. Brisker Rav, seems to not fully process what he's saying. A little while goes by, and the Brisker Rav again says, "Nu, tell me, so, nu, mamalachtecha, what do you do?" So he starts to try to tell him again. The Brisker Rav says, no, you got it all wrong. And the Brisker Rav picked up a Tanakh that he had on his table, and he opened it up to Sefer Yonah. And it says in Sefer Yonah that when they asked Yonah, as the boat was tossing and turning, and according to Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer, it was one of many boats that was out on the water, and it was the only one that was being thrown in every direction. And they said to Yonah, they said, "I don't get it." They drew straws, according to Chazal, and it was clear that Yonah was the problem. So they said, "Yonah, who are you? You're clearly different. Ma malachtecha, what do you do?" And Yonah didn't say, "Oh, I work for this company or this corporation or this is my business or this is..." Yonah said, what was Yonah's response? "Ivri anochi," right? The famous words from Benny Friedman. "Ivri anochi, I'm an Eved Hashem. Ivri anochi, and the God of the heavens, ani yare, I fear the God of heavens. I'm a Jew," right? That's what I do. That's my profession. That's the truest expression of what I do. "Oh, you want to know how I make money? I happen to also be a lawyer. I happen to also be a baker. I happen to also be a carpenter or a tailor," to use the examples of the Maharal. Right? But the essence of a person has to somehow reflect the godly actions of the godly soul. And therefore, says the Maharal, and this was the lesson that Brisker Rav was teaching that lawyer, "Ma malachtecha," the way we answer that question, "What do you do professionally?" "I'm a professional yid. That's my main achrayis in this world. I happen to, because of the curse of Adam Harishon, I have to make a living. So, so I went into this business or that line of business." But the essence of who a person is Ivri Anochi. So says the Maharal, yes, it's true. We need to use our nefesh sichli in order to do these higher level functions of baking, of cooking, of being a tailor or a contractor, whatever it is. But says the Maharal, mihu arev li, shadavar hazehu mitzad shleimus shavo. But there's no question, and no one would have the audacity, more or less, the Maharal is saying, to challenge me and to say that that's the essence, that's why God gave us a higher level soul. So that I could be a baker and I can make fancy cakes, or I could be a gourmet chef, or I can make custom-made suits. That's not the essence of the godly soul. V'harei roi u'mechuyav shiyelo pu'ulos elokios sheyifol ba'olam, asher baro kefi mailas nafsho ha'elokis. There has to be something more that reflects the spiritual nature of the second soul of man. V'ulai kol edvar me'ila, and perhaps all of these things, the fact that we have to work to make a living, Asher zacharnu, all these things that we just mentioned, hey mitzad chisaron shabadim, right? It's the chisaron of a person, it's the chesaron of a person, it's the lack of a person, it's the shortcoming of a person. Think back to that Gemara, that well-known Gemara in Meseches Brachos on Daf Lamed Hey, the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, whose Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer is rapidly upon us. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, a person should learn and learn and learn and learn, and Hashem will take care of the rest. And Rabbi Yishmael said, no, you have to strike a balance between working and earning. Right? At the end of the day, the Gemara says, yes, the metzias for most people is the world of Rabbi Yishmael, of learning and earning. It's not realistic for most people to just learn Torah and expect that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to provide. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was being megala a very deep truth, that ideally that's how it is supposed to be, that we're not supposed to have to be involved in physical pursuits. That's not why Hashem gave us a higher level soul, to be able to put it into coming up with creative ideas of how to advance, the physical world. but rather we're supposed to use the godly soul to advance the spiritual world. He doesn't reference that Gemara that we just mentioned in Maseches Brachos, but rather the Maharal looks to the last Amud of Maseches Kedushin to make his point. Uvisov Kedushin, in the next paragraph. Uvisov Kedushin, let's just learn the Gemara, we'll set it up for next time. Uvisov Kedushin, Tani Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Elazar Omer, Miyamai Lo Reisi Tzvi Kayetz. I never saw a deer who was involved in drying figs. Va'ari Saval. I never saw a lion who was a porter. Vishual Chenvani. And I never saw a fox who was a storekeeper. V'hei Misparnishim Shalo Bitzar. So how does you ever think about it? How does a fox make a living? How does a lion make a living? How does a deer make a living? Where do they get their food from? Somehow it works out. Even though they don't even have a high school equivalency of they didn't graduate from high school even, let alone college or graduate school. So how do they make a living? So says Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Elazar, if an animal from the lower realms of creation is able to make a parnasa without difficulty, v'heim lo nivro elish amsheni, and animals are meant to serve us, human beings, who are higher than animals, v'ani nivresi l'shamish es koni, I'm created to directly serve my creator. So uma elu shelo nivro elish amsheni misparnasim shelo b'tzar. So if animals are able to make a living so easily, and their whole existence is just to serve me, v'ani shenivresi l'shamish es koni alachas kama v'kama. So man who's created to what? To serve the creator all the more so. Ella, but the sad reality is, shariyosi es maasai, but unfortunately I've corrupted my actions, v'kipachti es parnasasi, and I've ruined my parnasa, shenemar, as the Navi Yirmiyah laments, avonoseichem hitu ela, that because of our sins, unfortunately, we lost the perks, and the perks are that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides. Hashem gave the man. Hashem provided for Adam HaRishon and Gan Eden. There was such a metzias that an Adam was supposed to be able to live in such a way. Hayre sheberu ki ha-pu'ulos v'ha-malachos sh'osa Adam l'tzorach parnasa ein ha-mitzad ma'ilas ha-adam. So what we see from this remarkable Gemara is the fact that we have a job and you make a lot of money at your job, even if you're very successful, it's nothing to be proud of. It's all the curse of Adam HaRishon. It's the shortcoming of humanity. Avalheim lo mitzad pechisos. Right? It comes from the lowliness of a person. It comes from the chisaron of a person, from the shortcoming of a person. It was never supposed to be that a person would be involved in making clothing or building houses. Rak began Eden haya below dvarim elu. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin daf nun tes amud beis that Adam HaRishon used to recline in Gan Eden, and the angels would roast meat and would pour wine for him. He didn't have to do anything for his food. That's how it could have been. That's how it once was, and unfortunately, we ruined it. Ve'im kein ein elu pu'ulos la'adam mitzad hashlemus. So again, it can't be that the essence of what makes me better than an animal is that I'm a partner at my law firm. It cannot be. V'lo nimtza b'bali chayim elu p'ulos, v'heim misparnasim b'lo dvarim elu. These animals are able somehow to make a very decent living, to put food on the table for their family, so to speak, without spending too much time being focused on these things. So therefore, if we are greater than animals, it must be that we're here to accomplish something more. One last line. V'lo nimtza b'bali chayim elu p'ulos, heim misparnasim b'lo dvarim elu, im kein. Pu'ulos elu heim la'adam mitzad chisaron. These things, again, are a reflection of the shortcomings of us as human beings. Shechata v'kipeach parnasasa. That we sinned and we ruined our parnasa, which would have come to us so much more easily. V'lulei zeh lo haya tzarech l'dvarim elu. And if not for, again, our shortcomings, we never would have needed to be involved in these things. So Mirtz Hashem, next time, we'll pick up. The Maharal will explain to us why the Gemara uses specifically these three examples of a deer who dries figs, and a lion who's a porter, and a fox who owns a shop. The Maharal says these examples of Chazal are not random. Each one is commenting on a different aspect of who we are. And Amir Tzashem will see how those three correspond to the guf, to the nefesh, to the seichel. Again, terms which we'll get comfortable with as we learn more Maharal, because these are categories that he speaks about quite often. Okay, thank you all very much for tuning in.